were 30 people in this meeting. We went to Nassau and the Bahamas, and I was the entertainment or speaker or whatever for the trip. One woman had $16 million worth of sales. $16 million. The whole company had $30 million. She had over half of the sales for the whole company. So I would have dinner with her side by side because I wanted to talk to her and find out what was going on. She wasn't particularly attractive and didn't strike me as being some intellectual wizard, but may have been, I don't know. But in the course of dinner, I asked her, what do you do that you think makes you so successful at selling? And they were selling chemicals, which is basically a commodity. It was a markup thing where they buy chemicals and distribute them. And she said, well, John, she said, I have a guiding principle. She said, and I try to do this everywhere I can. And I said, well, what's that? She said, I try to do things half as often, or I try to do two or three things at once. You know, which is a huge, huge thought when you really think about it. Do things half as often. What does that mean? Okay. You could say do it right the first time. But let's just say I take this piece of paper. I got a stack of papers here, and I'm going to the fax machine. So I take this paper over to the fax machine, and I run my fax. And I come back over here, and I take the next piece of paper, and I go over to the fax machine, and I run that. So I've made that trip. I've made the trip twice, when I could have let a few of them stack up not too long, because we don't want to diminish our customer service stuff, but, you know, so that's doing half often. Doing things two or three things at a time. Obviously, on a cell phone is a no-brainer. You're driving to an account, you're on a cell phone, but what other things can you do? Can you put magazines or articles that you want to read? Can you cut them out? Like when you go through a magazine, you can't read a whole magazine. It's too wasteful of time. The way to read a magazine, and you ought to get as many as you can, most of them are complimentary, you go to the index and don't look at anything else but the index. And look at the index and you find out, okay, there's only one thing that I'm interested in this whole magazine, and that's it right there. If you miss some, no big deal, because most of you aren't reading enough magazines anyhow. So who cares whether you miss it? Read this particular article here. Go to that article and tear it out. You don't have to read it right then, just tear it out. Tearing it out is good for two reasons. One, you can read it whenever you want. You don't have a big, hairy magazine in your way, and you can throw it out, and you can copy that magazine article. If it's of interest to you, it might be of interest to your boss or to other customers or whatever. So you could read those things when you're in the field. If you're in the lobby or something like that, you could stick them in your briefcase. You're waiting. You could read them like that. I like the idea of having a diary. We'll talk about this a little bit later on your accounts. And in my view, they ought to be in a brochure like this or a little middle folder, a diary. What's a diary? Again, I'm into computers big time, but writing it down is a lot faster than loading up a computer, getting all that information in there and so on. And all it is pieces of paper that you pile one on top of the other. So when you start out with the first paper, you just write the date, February the 19th, or February the 18th, had dinner with Gary Huebner, you know, whatever. And you just make a quick note like that. Now, the next time you go into the account, you can open up your little diary and you can say, I met Mike, you know, I met Jim, met this, you know, and so you know about what's going on in the account. And if your boss asks you about what's going on at the account, man, that's great. You just pull that out of your trunk and, you know, you can have your whole diary of things going on in the account. That could be really helpful in my view. Okay, we got off track there a little bit. Let me get back on track with the value that we're going to provide. We started talking about spiritual, then we went to physical. A thing that works for me over here is an elliptical machine. Elliptical machine is the easiest thing on your body. If you know, the elliptical comes from the way your feet, you're always moving like this, as opposed to a treadmill where you're doing this. You do this enough, you're going to screw up your hips, your knees, and have all kinds of problems with your lower extremities. An elliptical machine is the most effective and efficient exercise that exists today. So the thing I like about the elliptical machine is you can make a a rack, and I've made a rack out of coat hangers and stuff like that, and you know, kind of wired them together, make it strong enough so I could put a newspaper up there. So now I can read a newspaper while I'm on the elliptical machine. So I'm doing two things at once: reading the newspaper and learning about what's going on in the world and that sort of thing. Not reading junk newspapers, good newspapers, and then getting some physical exercise on the elliptical machine. So spend some time. I know how hard it is, and I don't even know that. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was saying, you know, John, I swear to God, this guy's running back and forth to Europe all the time. He says, you know, working out, are you kidding me? He said, when I get into town, he says, you know, I look at that big chocolate cake, that's all I'm thinking about is let me eat that and go to sleep. Hey, you know, I don't know, it takes tremendous discipline. I don't have the answer, and I know that, you know, when I was a sales manager, I ballooned up pretty good because I was just working all the time and eating way too much. So, you know, but you got to
look at me for.
I wasn't looking at you, Mike. But you know, spending some time working out and doing two things for once—that's the good thing you can do. Now, in terms of your intellectual development, how do you do that?